Blog Talk Radio.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. Why you hating and being jealous? You could be over here embracing that love, more blessings, more light. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want to stop. Whoa. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
think that we would get
up. Oh, but I know that we would not get up.
They just praying that I crash. Cause those guys, they don't wanna see you last. That Jacob $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer, divide niggas. Wrong side of the petition, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big calm, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send them on the freight. Or oh, I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is not. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play D. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the bitchy. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'ma have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me, just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlocks, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture what I'm swimming, everyday fact. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God did.
Where we at, go?
Yes, he did.
Where we at, go?
But I know God did.
Hope did. Please, Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze and rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judge you how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the split is? Not that cap table, boy, we lit this. Breezy, what the business is? We push you 50 like fitting all, the shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a Bahamas, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. If those are drug laws, then who are we then? Hove is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them only 20 jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box to try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloke in them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. I be speaking to the souls of men. Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick the snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on the turnpike. Really took control of them. A lot of fallen soldiers on these roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters. Working pro bono for him as a favor cause I throw them limbs. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new planes getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the fuck around and gave the right niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. This is Psalm 151, this is New Testament. Book of Hope. Jesus turned water to wine for whole bitches took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money. Looking back now, this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink. Without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Whole big. They say they don't know me internationally. Niggas on the road, dead. I see a lot of hovin' gigs. Me and me can never beef. I sweep that nigga from a whole big. Hove, dead. Time we have a discussion, who the goat, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God it's down.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. They count us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is it. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, I know.
Talk to these niggas.
Yeah.
Let's just show them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I see dead rappers the dead of night to get a sight. Go shit, that's why I never write by time. Not get a refund, nigga. You can make a movie and not get a rerun, nigga. But you can make a scene and I make a buck. My steelos, treat them like a kilo. Cut them or tape them up. I ain't the killer safe, I'm the villa type. Black tuxedo when the force is vanilla white. I can't even pillow fight. Guns in the pillowcase. Trying to count the old bills, the shit's got the low face. Start with a little weight. Start with a couple rhymes. I did the shit once, I can do it a couple times. My nigga look at me now. It's a show, not chill when they booking me now. Wolf King, fuck around and get you put in the ground. Be the best out, it's no need for looking around.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my nigga needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
Big man with the muscles, I can all put the razor to him. Silverback, brains on the wall, like Gorilla Glue. Cross any one of my niggas, I don't care how you do him. Send his cold body back home, I don't care how you throw him. Brother cousin used to work with him, I don't care how you know him. Send my main bitch to go fuck him, I don't care how she screw him. Plant-based, vegan or beef, I don't care how you chew him. Life's got too many fucking hits, it's hard to pull him. Been underrated, but the streets, they got us to warm. I'm like, thank you, cuz, just because. Fame and money bring jealousy, that's what it does. Niggas lie on IG just to get a buzz. Some of his college paid off, so I gave it to him. Sent my nigga money in jail, it just made it to him. Cross me, suck my dick, if you related to him. And when I'm dead and gone, just be glad you know.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, yeah, yeah, say it yeah. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him. First time seeing some profit, it was amazing to him. Now he want one of my watches, so I gave it to him. You just keep the gun in your pocket, that's good behavior to him. He ain't even gotta repay me, that's just a favor to him. Reason that they worship the God, I'm like a savior to him. Sometimes I give it to him harsh, at least I gave it to him. Told my man they in the air, then they made it to him. Dance with the devil one time, now I'm related to him. From the dirt to the muddy waters, yeah, I made it to him. Couple flicks, couple money orders, so I gave it to him. Mom, Dukes, wifey and my daughters try to cater to him. As soon as them things cross the border, yeah, I gave it to him. You already know, cop and go, that's how Jada do him. Look him in his eyes, be a man about it, say it to him. Then again, you'll probably do it how I hate it to him. Silent for 10 years, I put the potato to him. 200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
I know I've been talking to myself for like 30 minutes. I know that. I know I've been talking. Yo, my bad. My bad, yo. Y'all was hearing complete silence and can't nobody get to me because I put my phone on the charger. Yo, my bad, yo. They dropped me, man. They keep giving me the boot, yo. My bad. I'm back. I'm gonna type in the chat. My bad, y'all. I gotta be on point with y'all. It seems like I gotta be on multiple devices. Y'all ain't hear nothing for the last 20 minutes, 25 minutes. All right. My bad. All right. I was trying to make some announcement, and then, you know, I was going to open up the call line so I could just chop it up because of the technical difficulties. They dropped me a few times just now, so I don't know what's going on, but this is just becoming like a frequent thing. They don't want me to talk to y'all. In any instance, what I will say is this. We have an upcoming webinar April 1st. You want to get your tickets now. You want to reserve your seat. I promise you, you don't want to miss it. And this is the premature introduction, so to speak, into, and I'll put it in the chat shortly, But Law Life or Quasimodo and Law Life are going to do a presentation, a webinar for y'all on April 1st. You probably heard it here first. So let me be the first. But yeah, we're going to do a webinar for y'all. If y'all can hear me, put that back in the chat. I'm talking about the Telegram thingy, because that's where I think y'all responded to me. So at least this young lady is. But yeah, we about to chop it up with y'all. So you don't want to miss it. It's up on my link tree in the bio. It's on lawlifeacademy.com. Go ahead and reserve your seats. I know it's short notice, but I promise you there's a reason and there's a rhyme and a reason, I should say. And it's going to be bananas. I don't want to talk about, all right, let me say this. The topic is going to be really about claiming your estate. And y'all see a lot of the things that Quasi is doing now. He's going to show y'all that, and then I'm going to add some stuff to that, right? So we're going to chop it up with y'all. So it's going to be fucking crazy. I'm going to open up the call lines, though, because I ain't had no topic for y'all. I was saying there's a lot of things I came across today that I could go into, but a lot of it centers on what we're about to talk about shortly. So I don't want to go into too much of that. But who's going to come rap with me for a little bit, man? Now, I talked to y'all for like 15, 20. Let's see where the night takes us. I'm inviting anybody in the call queue who has questions or just want to chop it up to come on in. Open forum. Can you hear me? Oh. Yeah, I'm saying somebody raise their damn hand so I can pull you in, or else I'm going to just pull you in. I'm going to grab one of these numbers. You got to press one if you don't know what you're doing. If you got a question or you want to talk to me, you got to press one. Y'all just in the queue, but you got to press one to raise your hand, and then I'll just pull you in. Y'all never overstand with me. What y'all put into this is what y'all get out of it. I can come on here and talk about a lot of different things, but y'all got to talk to me, man. All right, peace. 901-270, what's poppin'?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Ain't shit. Feeling like a villain. I'm sipping some white rum. Just taking it easy. Watching.
Right on, right on.
I'm outside doing this right now too. In some places they can't do that. It's cold as shit. I'm outside. Warming up with some white rum. What's poppin'? What you got for me? Where you want to take us tonight?
Man,
I ain't had no, you know what I mean? Or what you want to chop up? Or how you want to stay the conversation?
Well, one thing, you know, I noticed in the chat that there are quite a few people that have an issue of where to start on this journey. What information or
what
book should I be
right?
reading?
Right. This is the problem with that, right? That's
mm-hmm.
going to kind of conflict with what we're getting ready to talk about. Not so much that, you know, it's not hammered out 100%. So I can't say in detail everything that's going to be discussed. What I can say is this. We are talking about the foundation. So that's why I say you don't want to miss it. You get what I'm saying? So you're
right.
Talking about a place to start. This is it. And as you say that, the reason why they want to jump in on this is because at the end of the day, it's going to take time for them to absorb the information. Like a lot of people feel like they're just equipped, they're competent enough, you know what I mean? They have enough experience, they have enough knowledge, they have enough background to just grab this information and just run with it. But the reality is sometimes you're not. So it's going to require some time for you to study, to, you know, for you to be abreast of what you need to do, you know what I mean? So where else can
you go? It really is because, of course, you have people that are quick learners out there. Granted, that's possible. But at the same time, with this information, the subject matter, once you learn something, there's another layer behind that and another layer behind that, so on and so forth. So it's never ending.
Right. That's that's the thing for me, right? I think when it comes to helping people, especially with starting points, like I said, a lot of times, and I'll go here, fuck it, I'll just do this. A lot of times, here's a starting point. A lot of times people don't understand the root of the problem. And I say the root of the problem is the name. Now, if the name is the root of the problem, it doesn't necessarily mean that we all need to address that issue the same exact way, right? So let's look at it.
Correct.
The name. I'm on my computer. I'm on the pew-pew. let's see. Let me see what they got for me. Let's see what they got for me. Ah! Watch this. Let's see if I can. Let me see if I can. All right, watch this. Can y'all leave me alone, please? Name. The designation of an individual person. All right, let me back up. My bad. I chopped that up real bad just now. Name. The designation of an individual person. Now, why do everybody fucking love me? Because I'm fucking night. No, I'm just kidding. Everybody love me because I talk shit, right? And they love me because of how I break shit down. I don't do it often, you know. I just kind of, you know, just reserve my rights. But watch this. Peep this. And I want you to explain it back to the folks, man. What you get from this? I'm going to just read it to you, right? This is just me Googling. I just Googled name. I wanted a definition. The designation of an individual person. What does that mean to you?
An entity.
And why would you say that?
Because in the definition, their definition, an individual or person doesn't mean a living, breathing entity.
In whose definition? What do you mean?
Okay, let's just say legal definition. Legal definition.
In whose legal definition?
Let's just say
you gotta be specific, man. You can't just be saying random shit with me. Like, I need to know where you're sourcing your shit from. That's basically what I'm saying. When you make that argument, and you're not wrong, you know, I don't want to present the idea that you're incorrect. I don't want to stare you that way, nor do I want to create that perception. What I'm saying is, when we speak, we need to be able to speak from a factual standpoint. We need to stop being generic and own what it is that we're saying, because it is what is within us. You get what I'm saying? It's what's within that must come out. Like, I'll give you an example. Y'all know I like talking a lot about the Bible, right? But the Bible says it's not what comes out of – sorry. It's not what goes into a man. This is how they make certain arguments. It's not what goes into a man that defiles the man or defiles the body. It's not what goes into the body that defiles it, but what comes out of it. You understand? And the reason why they say what comes out of it is because it comes from the fucking heart. So when people, you know, say some ill shit to you, like, you know, them assholes that really dig on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That really want to like hurt your feelings. Like, I'm saying, like, you know, that friend that you gave so much ammunition to, and they just got mad one day and they just turned up on you. This is what I'm speaking to, right? So, like, you got to own what it is you're saying, and you got to own it firmly from within. So if you're coming from within, it's coming from your soul, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I try to show y'all. Like, y'all got to own these principles so you can stand firmly. It doesn't matter what topic we take. We take names. It's very simple. But people's perception of it is just, that's all it is. It's just a perception, and it's based on nothing. It's not factual. It's not educational. It's nothing, and it's just generic. You get what I'm saying? So I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just asking you to qualify that statement. That's all I'm asking you.
All right.
So where you get that source from?
Well,
I want to move on, so because I'm not going to be on here long.
Yeah,
so where you get that source from?
I've seen that in a law dictionary.
So law dictionary, and I'm going to say this. Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to say this. Isn't every one of their fucking statutes?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't every one of their statutes? What's the fucking statute code? 20? Oh, damn, I'm rusty. 26?
I can't.
26 USC 7701? Am I right? Let me look that shit up, because I'm going to see if I'm fucking nice. Watch it. I'm going to show y'all.
Listen, I think you may be a number or two off.
Let's see. I'm off?
You may be a number off. I can't remember.
Yeah. I'm not fucking off. I'm a beast. Y'all Google 26 USC 7701, and it's going to give you the definition. That's the section. It's called definition. 26 USC 7701. It says person. The term person shall mean whatever, right? And we're looking for individual. Is there an individual here? I don't see individual. But it says individual. Person. I can't get past person. Right? There's nothing about individuals, mm-hmm. but there's person. Person is the first one. So what is a person? The term person shall be construed to mean and include an individual. Wait, they just said individual person. So what the fuck are we really talking about? Now, I see why everybody head hurts them, right? When they read this shit, they're like, yo, why would you give me the fucking same word in the definition that you're defining? You're not breaking down the term. You're regurgitating. You're reciting. You're recycling. You're giving it back to me. You're not helping me to understand. So you see how they fuck you? But you were right. It was my point. So let me finish reading the definition so I can fuck this up real quick. So it says,
yeah,
the designation of an individual person, bam, we already know an individual person is what? A fucking corporation. And they tell you right here in the definition,
mm-hmm.
or because it says, or a firm. That's why I stopped reading. Or corporation. So what they're saying, individual person is synonymous with a firm. It's synonymous with a corporation. Did you get it yet? Individual person is synonymous with firm. It's synonymous with corporation. Did you get it yet? Individual person is synonymous with firm. It's synonymous with corporation. Did you get it yet? Individual person is synonymous with firm. It's synonymous with motherfucking corporation. If you got it, you got it. Now, they take it a step further. So once you understand that, what are you supposed to fucking get from that? You're supposed to get the understanding that the only thing that a name can represent in this instance is a fucking dead entity.
Yep.
They're screaming it at you. Right? And this is how they lead you on. They say a word or combination of words. Because what? A fucking Christian name is only one name. So they give you a word or combination of words used to distinguish a person. Why do they keep using the same fucking thing? A person is a person. It's a corporation. So it distinguishes a person, meaning a corporation. It distinguishes a thing, which is a corporation. It distinguishes a class from others, which is different tiers of entities. Sole proprietorship, motherfucking LLC, fucking corporation, joint stock companies, all of this motherfucking bullshit. That's what it means. This definition
yep.
is nice and long, too, so it gives me a lot of meat. I'm going to just end on this tonight, then. Y'all could just Google this. I'm just on fucking freedictionary.com. All right? So all it's saying is, watch this shit. This shit is dope. It says an individual's name is comprised of a name given at birth. And this is what I'm saying was the fuckery. This is where the trick happened. That's what you were intended to get. It was intended individual. Notice they don't say an individual person's name. You see how these motherfuckers play games? I just want y'all to see the legalese, right? This is how I show y'all. When I teach
mm-hmm.
y'all, I pull this shit up on the video so you can see what I'm seeing, and I show you. This is the fucking, the whoop-de-whoop, if you want to call it that, right? This is how they Jedi mind trick you. Jedi mind fuck you. Excuse me, right? So
yeah,
any individual name comprised of a name given at birth. Who was it given by? It was given by your mama. So if your mama gave it to y'all, how did they take it and do whatever the fuck they wanted to do with it? Do y'all see what the root of the problem is, or y'all just enjoying me talking shit? You know, I get excited when y'all talk to me. They don't know me yet, Six. Right? But I get excited when y'all talk to me because it's so fucking simple, and they put this shit right in front of your face. What am I? Am I in any codes? No. I'm in a dictionary. So simple. It's all right here in front of me. So let's see if I can help allude to what's going to happen in a couple weeks when we have this webinar. So what it says here is you were given a name at birth, right? Known as the given name or first name, selected by the parents. They're breaking this shit down. Who gave you the fucking name? But y'all don't see the jinx, right? Watch it. Wait. Listen to me, nigga. I'm killing this shit so y'all can understand. They said, known as the given name, that's what your mama gave you. Who selected it? Your parents. That's your mama, your daddy, whoever. They selected that shit. Y'all see the gem yet? Y'all get it yet? And the surname. Surname ain't selected by your parents, man. What is the surname? It identifies the family to which he or she belongs. But who gave you all your surnames? Do you know what a surname is? Do you know what John's son is?
A surname is a designation.
Oh, my God. Yo, watch this. Ordinarily, an individual is not properly identified unless he or she is called or described by this given name. But then they said, in addition to the surname, wait a minute, the surname is the problem, I promise. This rule has significance among other times when students are designated in school records and when parties are called or referred to in legal proceedings. These niggas is crazy. All right, let me get to some meat for y'all. I'm going to jump down at the bottom. So watch this. Name, one or more words used to distinguish a particular individual. As Socrates, Benjamin, Franklin. Hey, those are the examples. All right, watch this. Let me jump down. The Romans. All right, let's see what the Romans do. Watch this. Let's see what the Romans do. Yeah, I'm going to talk about the Romans. The individuals, all right, among the Romans, the division into races and the subdivision of races into families caused a great multiplicity of names. They had first the pronomen, which is just the, which was proper to the person, really like kind of like the first name. Then the nomen belonging to his race, meaning a surname. So the proper name and then the surname. Or cognomen, right? Designating the family name. So it's either the surname or family name. Now, they go into all of these different things. Let's see, Cornelius. No. All right, fuck you. Four, names are divided into Christian names. Now, number five, this is very important. Watch this. No man can have more than one Christian name. I done told y'all. Y'all not supposed to have more than one name. Now, watch this. This is the craziest shit because this is in the definition. It says it right here, misnomer. Y'all never looked that shit up. I done told y'all to look that shit up. But I'm going to look it up in a second. Misnomer says act of using a wrong name. Let me go back because y'all not playing with me. Y'all better stop using the wrong name. All right. A misnomer. A, though two or more names usually kept separate as John and Peter may undoubtedly be compounded. You heard what they did? They compounded the words. So as to form in contemplation of law. You heard what they said? Contemplation of law, not law.
Contemplation.
Mm-mm. I just want y'all to just take your time and dissect this shit. It's right in faith. But they make the name one. A letter put between the Christian name and surname as abbreviation of a part of the Christian name as John B. Peterson is not part of either. You heard that? So anytime I'm dropping gems. Should I drop the mic? I should turn the show off right now. Did y'all just hear what I just said? When they send you a fucking invitation with your first name, middle initial, and your last name, it's not part of neither one, so why are you doing it? Oh, wait, you didn't know the Social Security Administration said that they don't accept middle names. Oh, wait, you didn't know you didn't have a middle name. Oh, wait, you didn't know the name was the problem? You didn't know? I'm simple with this shit, too. What you think, bro? I know I'm vibing. You got to talk to me. You set me loose already. I don't need much, nigga. I just go.
Well, I will say this. You don't need to drop the mic because many do not comprehend the aspects of the name. So with you breaking it down, that was very insightful for people. and should trigger more thought and questions.
All right. I'm going to go in then. I appreciate that. You say I ain't doing enough. I got to go harder. So let me go harder. Watch this. So in general, watch this. I'm going to kill this shit. In general, a corporation must contract and sue and be sued by its corporate fucking name. Wait, Rule 17 says what? Let me pull that shit up. Y'all thought I was fucking playing. I done told y'all to do your homework. I told y'all, make this comparison for yourself. Wait a minute. Rule 17, plaintiff and defendant, capacity, public offices, real party and interest, designation in general, and action. An action must be prosecuted in the name of the real party and interest. The following may sue in their own names without joining the person for whose benefit the action is brought. So when they say you got to sue in your real name, the real party and interest, corporations, as they are designated as persons and individuals, must sue in their fucking corporate name. It says it right here. They must contract, they must sue, and they must be sued. Because they get their life from what? Statute. Corporate name. So you have a name. It's a corp. Let me stop because y'all still ain't getting me. Let me see if I can go in. You know what I mean? It sometimes happens that two different sets of partners carry on business in the same social name and that one of the partners is a member of both firms. When there is a confusion in this respect, the partners of one firm may, in some cases, be made responsible for the debts of another. Corporate names. Not individual, not I am. And goddamn, I gotta go that far. I am, nigga. All right, watch this. It is said, and I want y'all to take this, that in devices, if the name be mistaken, if it appears the testator meant a particular corporation, the device will be good. A device to the inhabitants of the South Parish may enjoy the inhabitant of the First Parish. Let's see. I want one more. Where are you? I'm looking for you. Is it this one? Let's see. This one. When a person uses a name in making a contract under seal. When a person, see how y'all get confused? Because y'all keep thinking a person is you, right? So if I read that fast, you're like, damn, when I make a contract under seal, you can't be a person on the fucking contract under seal. That's not you. They're not talking about you. When a person, that's an entity. When a person, y'all don't believe me, let me click on it again because maybe I forgot. Let me see what they say a person is. A person, first fucking definition, a corporation is a person for the purposes of the Constitution, guarantees of equal protection of law and due process of law. Oh, my fucking God. Do I need to go any further? Do I need to go? I'm on free dictionary. Look. People be like, yo. What am I supposed to study? Let me tell y'all something. I get annoyed with all this shit because we all got the same fucking little book. I tried to explain this before, but people misunderstood me. We all got what is called a cell fucking phone. That's a living live fucking computer that you can Google shit at any time. All you got to do is just ask that motherfucker a question. That's all you got to do. How do I discharge? Just ask that nigga. What y'all don't want to do is sit and go through all the fucking information that they provide y'all. So how you going to learn? Go ahead, my brother. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, man. I need to stop saying that S word, but yeah, I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, that definition of person got me thinking about something that is used in commerce, or not necessarily in commerce, but a vehicle. And that vehicle is trust.
I don't know if I follow just because I'm on names. So you got to forgive me. And I'm drinking some white rum. So I don't know what the fuck he's
talking
about.
Well, just thinking about the definition of a person that you just read.
Which one? The fucking person is a corporation? A corporation is a person?
No, the definition of... Yeah.
Yeah, for the purpose of the Constitution, they're entitled to equal protection under the Constitution and due process. what I'm saying is, yo, I try to explain it to people. Look, I'm going to go off tangent for a second. I was about to go back to the definition because I wanted to fuck up that last one. A lot of people don't follow me, and that's okay. I get it. Y'all don't follow. You don't understand what I'm saying. I get it. I'm a simple person. I do a lot of cussing. I do a lot of drinking. I do a lot of bullshit. But the reason why I do that is because I've been struggling to find like-minded people to appreciate how simple this shit really is. The major issue is that they put it in our face, and it's become so normal that you can't see the disparity. You just have to accept it for what it is. As far as you six and what you're saying, right, a vehicle for trust and everything else under the sun, my issue is this. For all intents and purposes, I try to explain to you all that this is commerce. It's the matrix. What is the confusion? How do I rectify and start to understand what it is that I need to do? Well, you got to understand contracts. Commerce is ruled by contracts. They just told you all. Thing that I shared and you tonight. Have, yeah. Got it.
No, I'm saying you have a right to contract, and no one has the right to interfere in those contracts.
My nigga, here's the fucked up shit. You're quoting that from the Constitution, but here's the fucked up shit. The rights of the Constitution, or the rights protected by the Constitution, are only those of natural persons. So if I have persons anywhere in that fucking definition, it means that it's what? Another entity.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the we the people. The we the people don't exist. The we the people is a fucking entity. And there's only two of them that are really considered to be a part of the people. And those are the two free ones. I don't know if y'all, you know, picking up while I'm laying down, but I'm spitting some shit, I promise you. Where I was going to go before I got into the definition of the name is a corporation. The root of the issue is the fucking name. So if the name reflects, and I'm going to take it down a notch so y'all can have a better understanding. The name reflects a corporation. The name reflects the dead, right? The name reflects a vessel. So if the name that was given to you at birth was stolen from you, let me tell y'all a story. Have y'all ever heard, bless you, bro. Have y'all ever heard of the story of Solomon talking about, like, it was a story of, like, two mothers in the Bible. They both had kids, and they went before Solomon for judgment because one of the babies died and the other one lived. Y'all ever heard that story? Let me try to explain the story. So two women had babies. They were healthy babies. Both were fine. Everything was good. And they went to sleep one night, and one of the mothers accidentally smothered the baby in her sleep. So what she did was she just happened to rise a little bit earlier. They were sharing the same space. She rised a little bit earlier than the other mother, realized that the baby was, you know, no longer alive, and she switched the babies. She put her child by the other mother, and she took the other baby and put it by her. So when the mom woke up, you know, she found the other child not moving, breathing, anything of the nature, right? And she was just distraught, like, what the hell, right? So long story short, they had an argument. You know, one accused the other of whatever. They ended up before Solomon. So Solomon had to judge. So Solomon asked one mother, are you the mother of the child? She said yes. Then he asked the other mother, you the mother of the child? She said yes. So Solomon said, okay, no pressure. Since both of y'all are the mother, this is what we're going to do. We're going to just go ahead and bust the baby in half and give y'all each half of the baby. Remember, Solomon is the wisest man in the Bible, right? A wisest man, whatever, according to the concept, right? So he had his soldiers or whatever throw out a freaking knife to, or whoever was going to cut the baby in half grabbed the baby, you know, grabbed the knife ready to saw him in half. And one of the mothers screamed out, no, just let her have it. And Solomon said, okay, cool. Take the baby and give it to that mom. Give it to that woman. Because the other woman was screaming, yeah, chop him in half. Why? Because they already lost what they lost. So at the end of the day, what I'm trying to explain to y'all is this. No matter the deceit, no matter how you perceive the deceit, the ignorance of everybody to believe that everything that you're going through truly is what it reflects to be or what it represents to be, that is the concept of the fucking matrix. That is the fucking facade. So when everybody decides to start doing processes, the problem that I have with processes is that your processes tend to need approval from somebody else. Did I just say something? Or did I just say something? I'm done on that note for tonight. Take us home, Six. This is all you, mate.
Ears open, eyes open. You have been told the issue to the grand problem. So get ready for that grand old webinar that's going to happen April 1st. Quasi, long
nigga,
life. We out.
I'm about to go fucking bonkers, nigga. I'm telling y'all right now. Hold on. Let me just say it. I'm about to go bonkers. Why? If you have 9 different brothers, if you have 10 different brothers, 3 different brothers, if you have 2 different brothers, the minds work differently. Doesn't necessarily mean that you don't accomplish the same goal. Doesn't mean that. So what's the benefit to everybody? Man, to have duality. That's what the fuck you want. God damn, I don't want to say nothing wrong. I'm telling you, I'm under the white. I'm about to turn up. I feel like doing a fucking jumping on Telegram. But hey, all y'all be milking me for that shit. And I don't, y'all don't fuck with me, so I ain't fucking with y'all. You feel me? Nah, I'm just fucking with y'all. Yo, see what I'm saying? Y'all come in here, and it's like this in every fucking platform. Yo, y'all just come and hang out. Just listen to a nigga. Y'all don't got questions? Y'all sit here for an hour. Y'all got questions. If you don't know how to work the phone, you got to text me and the motherfucking something to tell me, man, I don't know what I'm doing. You got to press 1. Y'all got to have questions. All that shit I just put down, I know y'all don't fathom what the fuck I'm saying. Y'all like, yep, got it. No, you don't. On that note, I'm done, y'all. Y'all be easy. I ain't taking no more calls. Six, I appreciate you as always, man. Y'all be easy. Peace.
Peace.